5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
You crazy mother.
Thanks for listening to Skip the Small Talk, a podcast that gets to the point with short bite-sized clips for anyone in a hurry. I'm your host, Matt Richardson. Hey everyone, thanks for listening to another episode. I am doing this one a little bit different today. It's just me on the podcast. I'm going to be reading something off a script that I have written about stereotype and prejudice. I want to know what you guys think, so if you guys enjoy it, let me know, and give me your opinion on this as well. So I'm going to read this, and if it, you know, if I mess up a couple words, just bear with me here. Stereotypes can be very damaging to your own perspective and the person you are assuming to know. Labels are where the real danger lies. Labeling someone by their beliefs or by their preferences can and will categorize them in your mind. By labeling someone, you will automatically assume that they are everything that falls under that label. We live in a world where labels put everything into categories, which turns into stereotypes and prejudices. Learning that you yourself and all your beliefs and choices cannot be summarized by a simple label will help you understand that you cannot summarize others that same way. Stereotypes cause people to see each other's differences instead of their similarities. It divides us further apart as human beings. This is a podcast that addresses three compelling articles on prejudice and stereotypes that affect the world we live in today. The three articles will be compared and contrasted for their similarities and differences they share with one another. Prejudice and stereotypes are a continuing problem across the globe, and only through communication and understanding can the problem begin to decrease. The first article was called At the Root of Identity from Whistling Vivaldi. It is the story of a man who is falling victim to stereotypes and prejudice harassment in a neighborhood he would have to walk through. Because of the color of his skin and the image he gave off, the neighborhood was very weary of his presence and was not used to a man of his stature to be in that area. He then discovered he is able to avoid harassment and stereotypes if he was whistling a song familiar with the harasser's culture. This made him blend in more with the community and lessen people's angst they were displaying towards him. He had to alter his personality in order to avoid stereotypes and prejudice thinking by assimilating to the culture around him. He had to actually assimilate by changing his appearance in order to avoid harassment. What the man in the story was experiencing is the term known in psychology as a dual personality. This is a phenomenon that happens when a person has to create an alternative personality that is other than their own in order to adapt or fit into their social, economic, or environmental surroundings. This can leave an individual afraid to express who they really are, which creates major physiological damage. This is a very real thing that many people are struggling with on a daily basis and is a mental illness that anyone can be susceptible to, yet the offenders most oftentimes are not even aware of the amount of pressure they are forcing onto their victims who are suffering from this. Stereotyping people and judging a character before you know them can have a direct impact on giving someone the push to create a dual personality within themselves. The dual personality reaches and affects far more than just the victims of stereotypes and prejudices. It also has a major influence on physical health as well. In article number 2, Little Girls and Little Women, The Disney Princess Effect, it gives a great example of the way our media portrays Disney princesses. The media industry propagates and idolizes unrealistic body goals to both men and women far too much. Whether it's fat shaming or skinny shaming, the media exploits sexual appeal to their favor in every way imaginable. Disney princesses can be the beginning of distorting a young girl's body image, which can develop into a never-ending chase to reach perfection. The new social world demands us to stand out, and sometimes that can be the most dangerous thing. There is a term called terminal uniqueness, where someone pursues perfection or uniqueness so vigorously that it eventually destroys them physically or mentally. By creating these ideal body goals, they can create a dual personality within an individual as well. One can strive for perfection yet never reach it. It can create a false sense of self with goals and expectations that may be unreachable, which can further split the personality into two. Article number 3, Playing with Prejudice, the Prevalence of Consequences of Racial Stereotypes in Video Games, it brings up many compelling arguments fueling the dangers of the dual personality as well. Video games are undeniably addictive and cause dopamine reactions identical to playing a slot machine. Many children today playing video games grow up from a young age being immersed inside an alternate reality. Not only are they disconnecting from reality, but even further disconnecting from themselves, which can also lead down the path of creating a dual personality. When video games are taking up many growing adolescents' time and attention, and doing the babysitting for parents in many cases, it is important to be aware of what the child is absorbing consciously and unconsciously. In this article, they inform of many statistics of disproportionate amounts of racism and sexism involved in the design and layout of the games themselves. Whether it's stereotype characters designed or over-sexualized sexism, this inaccurate depiction of reality through some video games may have an effect on an individual's actual perception in real life. Becoming conscious of this problem and actively trying and fixing it in the future of game development can help with the possible distortion of reality some people may experience. The dual personality is the common denominator, though, amongst all of these articles. It is the phenomenon that is occurring right under our nose, and we label it as depression or anxiety, when in reality it is the disconnection from self. This disconnection leaves people feeling overwhelmed by thought and overthinking. The reality is that not everything is black and white, and labels can be damaging to the way you see individuals if you let them carry the weight of the assumption behind them. Communication is the only way to avoid making assumptions, and in this podcast, we addressed three pretty compelling arguments and articles about, you know, prejudice and stereotypes that affect the world we live in today. There isn't a single person who couldn't be subjected to a stereotype and may find themselves on the victim end one time or another. However, the best way for it to have no effect on oneself is to have a healthy sense of identity. Understand who you are so others don't tell you for you. Alright, and that's it. If you guys enjoyed, let me know. I'd love to hear your opinions about the thing. If you guys enjoyed this format of the podcast, more me, reading off script or, you know, staying on topic, let me know. I would love to hear your guys' opinion. If you liked it, like it, share it up. Thank you, guys. Thanks for listening to Skip the Small Talk podcast. If you like the video, smash that like and subscribe button to help the page grow. Thanks, everyone. Till next time.